Tif Yud Dalad. The Mechaber says that the Mekadosh himself did not drink from the Kiddush wine, but rather one of the other people who was Yotze with him drank from it, Kamloi Lugmov. The shir we said before of Kamloi Lugmov is Yotze. So it does not have to be the Mekadosh himself, as long as one of the people, Shtabur explains, not a Zaytika person who is not part of the Kiddush, but rather one of the people who was Yotze over here drinks Kamloi Lugmov, that's good enough. However, the Mechaber says that two people drink together, a combined Kamloi Lugmov, that's not good enough. You can't have half Kamloi Lugmov from one, half from the other, it does not combine. There's a Yeshem, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that if all the people together drink cumulative Kamloi Lugmov, there is Yaitzen. Shtias Kulam is Mr. Refus, the Kasher. So it was a big shaila for Samach on this Yeshem or not. Do you need Dafka one person drink Kamloi Lugmov, or can we add up what everyone drinks together? The Bir Locha brings that the Eli Rabba says, the Iker is like the Mekilim, it's only the Rosh is Machmir, but all the other Rishayim are Meiko, and everyone drinking together does add up. Bir Locha himself does not agree with this. He says that Tosfos says as far as Kamloi Lugmov is the amount it takes the Yisuri Daita of a person to have a certain satisfaction. Well, if two people each drink half Kamloi Lugmov and it adds up to Lugmov, no one has a satisfaction. The satisfaction wasn't had. So you see Tosfos is going to be Machmir like the Rosh, other Rishayim as well, and therefore the Bir Locha says only to be Samach on Shtias Kol HaMesubim Mitztafim, of everyone together drinking, adding up to Lugmov, only Bidyev. But Chathchila, one person should drink the Kamloi Lugmov. The Ga'onim hold, Machab brings from the Ga'onim, and they hold the Dafka the Mekadosh has to be the one to drink the Kamloi Lugmov. It's not good enough if a different one of the Mesubim drinks the Kamloi Lugmov. And Machab says, Bishichosh for them, Lachatkhilo, Rei Loch Shtavere means Lachatkhilo. Shtaber explains to B'Yevit, Lavachem agree that we're make on this. As long as everyone drink together, is an inkadechelas pras, we give him some, everyone drink together, Kavachomer, it doesn't have to Dafka be the Mekadosh. And even the Mechaber says, Rei Loch Shtavere, Lachatkhilo, Rechosh for the Ga'onim, says only by Kiddush. Shtaber explains, because Kiddush deraisa, there's a smachda on the pasuk that the kiddush be al yain, even though the yain is only drabban, the smachta on the concept of kiddush deraisa. Other things on either case, there everyone agrees that it does not have to be the mekadosh or the mavdo or whatever it is. Any one person could drink the Kamloi Lugmov. So it comes out like this: Chatchila the mekadosh should drink Kamloi Lugmov to be yaitz the shita of the ga'inim. If not the mekadosh, then one other person who is part of the mesubim, who is part of this kiddush, should drink the Kamloi Lugmov to be yaitz the shita of Tosis, the Rosh, those Rishonim who say there has to be one person. But yevet, if everyone together cumulatively drink some Kamloi Lugmov, adds up Kamloi Lugmov, that's good enough, as long as it all took place in the Kedeches Pras. But Chaber says, a mitzvah and a muvchar, ideally, that one person should be the one to drink one person is the one to drink the Lugmov, ideally, everyone should drink at least a little bit. Mitzvah muvchar, shittim v'kulam, that everyone should drink something from it. That means even though everyone's not going to have Kamloi Lugmov, and everyone doesn't have to have Kamloi Lugmov, only one person, the Mekadosh or someone else, have Kamloi Lugmov, everyone should have a tima ba'am at least a little bit. Shtaber brings the Magen Avraham, somebody has a limited amount of wine. It's more kedai that one person should have Kamloi Lugmov and they should leave over enough wine for Kiddush Shabbos Day and for Avdallah, rather than having everyone drink a little bit and then potentially either not have one person drink Kamloi Lugmov or not have enough for Kiddush Shabbos Day or Avdallah. This, you know, it's a mitzvah muvchar. If there's a limited amount of wine, this comes in last place. This idea of everyone drinking at least a tiva alma, at least a little bit. Sif Tezvov. Machaber says someone made Kiddush and before he had a chance to drink, he was mafsik b'dibur, he spoke out, he talked. So then he has to go back and make another Boy Brigoffin, but he does not have to make Kiddush again. Mishnah Berurah explains that it's only if he is mafsik by something unrelated to the Suda. But if he is mafsik by talking about something related to the Suda, then I heard him say that it's not considered a hefsik. A Kavachemer, if he speaks out about something that's related to the Kiddush, it's not a hefsik. But if he spoke out about something not related to the Kiddush, not related to the Suda, he has to make a new Boy Brigoffin. He does not have to say Kiddush again. The hefsik only knocks the Boy Brigoffin. It takes away because he was mafsik between the Bracha, the Brachas and Nenin, and the Tima. But the Kiddush that he was Yotza, Mekash, Alakais, he still has. So since it's tonight that somebody has to drink, Kamloi Lugmov, so I have to make a new Boy Brigoffin so that he could drink. Machaber says the same thing with Nishbach HaKais. If the Kais spills out before he has a chance to be time. So now he's going to have to bring another Kais. He has to make a new Boy Brigoffin. But he does not have to make a new Kiddush. He does not have to make a new Kiddush because the original Kiddush Al Yain, it worked, it was effective, it was valid, and it's good. He needs a new Boy Brigoffin because he has to drink a Kamloi Lugmov. And this Kais is spilled out. This Yain is not available. The next case of yain, he never had das to drink that, so it needs its own Boy Brigoffin. So much so that Mishnah Berurah says that if he had das when he made the Boy Brigoffin to drink more of the wine that was available for him, more of the wine on the table during the Suda, so then he does not have to make a new Boy Brigoffin, because since he had das to drink more wine, all the wine that's available for him or that's on the table is nichla on his Boy Brigoffin. He just pours himself a different cup of wine and drink it without the Boy Brigoffin, as long as it's not mafsik with dibar, with anything that's not related to the Kiddush. So it's fine, the Kiddush was yotze, and now he has to drink wine. Drink the other wine on the table that was nichla on the Boy Brigoffin is good enough, you know, it's not in the actual case his Kiddush was made on. That's the Kiddush that we see over here.